It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we could be together. I met a man on my way over here who is somebody who makes things with balloons. Yes, he asked me the way to the McFeely's house, and so I told him. So he must be going over to the McFeely's to do something with balloons. Yeah. I wonder what he does with them. I have some balloons here. Always keep some on hand. See those? I'll blow this one up. Funny noise, doesn't it? Now, wait a minute. So you can see the difference in these. Sometimes they're hard to start. There. What do you think the difference in those two? Well, this one's bigger than this one, isn't it? And what else? Which one has the little things sticking down from the bottom? See that? That one does, doesn't it? Yeah. I wonder what that man makes with balloons. I wonder how he makes things. Maybe he pastes them together or something. I think I'll just call the McFeely's and see if we could come over there and see what he's doing. I get curious about things like that. Hi, Mrs. McFeely. It's Fred Rogers. Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I had met Mr. Kamen on the street, and I wondered if we could come over and see what he's doing with the balloons. Oh, he's not. She says he's not there yet. Oh, well, I gave him the directions to your house. Maybe he stopped somewhere on the way. Well, sure, when he comes, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, bye. Mrs. McFeely says she'll call us when he gets there. You know, I have a film about how long balloons like this are made. Somewhere in here. Here it is. You know, people make machinery that make balloons. And I'd like to show you how people with their machines make that long kind of balloon. Let's just watch on picture to see how balloons are made. Thank you.
See those spikes that go down into that liquid? And then it sticks to the spikes. And did you see the little brushes that went along? That's what makes that lip at the top of the balloon. Well, that's the way that long kind of balloon is made. Mm-hmm. Well, we have some make-believe. There's a trolley. Let's pretend that there's someone in the neighborhood of make-believe with a lot of balloons who is looking for somebody. Maybe it could be one of the circus friends looking for Purple Panda. All right? Okay. Some make-believe trolley.
Trolley, trolley, out here in the wood. Could you help me find my panda? Oh, trolley, trolley, if you would. Yes, you know. Tell me now where I can go. No, trolley, trolley. You can see. This small tunnel's much too small for me. Go now, trolley, and find my friend. Tell him loneliness will soon end. Go now, trolley, and take this balloon. Tell my friend I'll be there soon. Oh, but it's so dark now. I have to get some rest. Tell him I'll be there in the morning when I can see him the best. Thank you.
Panda dear, have you been out here all night?
I am looking for my circus friends.
What, do you really think you'll find them that way?
I do not know any other way.
Oh, very well, my dear. Come inside for a little rest whenever you want.
Thank you, Queen Sarah.
Oh, it's so early in the morning.
I still haven't found my circus trolley. That is a circus balloon you have there. Where did you get it? From Oliver Clown. Where is he? Hello, Oliver Clown. Hello. Hello, Oliver Clown. Hello, Oliver. Oliver Clown.
Panda? Here I am, Lonely Panda.
How did you know I was lonely?
We knew. We knew because we missed you, too.
The king will want to talk to you.
Well, I have something to ask him, too. I see you. Thank you, Trolley, Red Rolling Friend. You brought me joy for my journey's end.
So, the clown found the panda, and the panda found the clown. Panda certainly misses his circus friends. And they miss him, too. When you find somebody that you've missed, do you sometimes feel like hugging them because you've found them again? Well, we can pretend more about Panda and his friends tomorrow. Oh, maybe that's Mrs. McFeely. Hello? Yes, Miss McFeely. Did he come? Oh, good. Oh, I'd like to very much. Yes. All right, fine. Oh, good, right in the porch. All righty, bye-bye. She says they're right out there in the porch. They'll be waiting for us. So let's go to the McFeely's house and see Mrs. McFeely and Mr. Kamen. Come along.
Rogers, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Kamen. I'm glad you found your way.
Oh, he finally got here. You know what he did? Took a left down at Negri's instead of the right. There were friendly people to tell you where to come, weren't there?
There were very nice people there.
What do you think of that?
How many balloons did you use to make that animal?
Well, some people use a lot of balloons. I only use one.
Do you use one balloon for this?
Only one.
It's all one piece?
Oh, show us how, would you?
Certainly.
Boy, it's really an artist with balloons, Mr. Rogers.
I should say.
See that little skinny balloon?
You leave a little at the end there.
Yes.
Final touch.
A friend for the poodle. That is just great. You know, I was wondering, why doesn't it break? Do they ever break?
Many times they break, but whenever they break, you just have to try it again until it comes out right.
You hear that? Mr. Kamen, who's worked with balloons for a long time, break when he uses them sometime. What else do you make with them?
Well, you know, this balloon barks.
This
can make a bark?
Yeah, that little poodle barks.
How?
Listen.
With a finger.
Oop. Sounds like he's yipping at you.
Isn't that pretty? I'm course, it could float on the water, couldn't it?
You could float it in your bathtub.
Mm.
Beautiful things from balloons.
A real artistry.
Can you show us one more, and then we have to get back to our work?
Certainly. How about a giraffe?
I'll have a few good ones. They start out looking sort of the same. For a party for a little friend of mine. He's showing me. We're going to make some together and put them up all around the house.
Great. Well, you're having quite an apprenticeship in balloon sculpture, aren't you?
Yes,
have
sir.
You always been interested in doing things like that?
Yes, I have, since I was a little boy.
Well, that's the time to begin a lot of things, isn't it? Thanks so much for telling me about
it. Okay, Mr. Rogers.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Mr. Kamen's been interested in things like that since he was a little boy. I'm sure he had a lot of help when he was young. But now he's able to teach other people. That's scary when a balloon blows up, either when you're blowing it up or when you have it in your hand. Practice a lot to be able to do something like that. Yeah, we do have to practice at things to get really proficient, to do them well. Yeah. But you know, I like you just the way you are. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend, I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me, there's only one. In this wonderful world, you are special. I think I better feed my friends over here, my fish friends. They're hungry. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. And you'll be special tomorrow, too. Special to me. Yep, I like to be with children. I'm interested in what you do. What you're thinking about. Yeah. And I like the grown-ups who live with you, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.